I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
Of putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Do not get a vaccine passport put on us. You know, as the population who's in control, you know that the people are the politicians. Once you get a power, you will never relinquish it. Those are about to be exposed. These bunch of pedophiles in Hollywood are gonna be exposed for who they are. I don't care what you think about fraudulent Sleepy Joe. He's a sex trafficking, demon-possessed mongrel. He's of the left. He ain't no better than the Pope and Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks and the rest of that wicked crowd. God is gonna bring the whole house down. I said he's gonna bring the whole house down.
What are the psychological effects of conspiracy theories? Well, to say a lot of people have different opinions about theories, which some can be radical.
These bunch of pedophiles in Hollywood are gonna be exposed for who they are.
Or can be somewhat ethical. In the past year, COVID-19 in the US elections, some have provided fertile ground for conspiracy theories. A PhD psychological researcher, Karen Douglas herself, has had done some research on how conspiracy theories start. The conspiracy theory is carried out in a secret, powerful group of people who have some kind of sinister goal, usually for their interest at heart. Conspiracies go far back when people believe in propaganda. This is just the way that we are wired up to some degree. For example, if somebody believes in anti-vaccine conspiracy theories, then you pharmaceutical companies are hiding information about vaccine efficacy and safety, and then you ask them how much they believe that statement or how much they agree with it, how much they think it's plausible. There are various different ways that you can do this. And another way to tap into some would argue is an aligning tendency to believe conspiracy theories more generally. You can ask more general questions or ask people to rate the extent which they believe these statements, such as government often hiding secrets from people to suit their own ends. But why? Some say that the more you consume information disregarding other sources that contradict their views, this can become even more polarized and some people's attitudes might become stronger. But why? There has to be a psychological standpoint of some sort.
Hello everybody, welcome back to the podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Our Mr. Wintz. Mr. Wintz, you want to hear me shred a little bit? I'm sure you want to.
Mr. Wintz, welcome back.
That was for you, Mr. Wintz. Hopefully you heard it, because it was pretty cool.
I heard it.
All right. So what are we talking about? Sick. Guys, what the hell? Hello?
Bro, what? What were we supposed to say?
I don't know.
Hello, Mr.
I thought you said SNCC. Like the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
Oh, SNCC. Oh, I like that.
No, but that, I thought you meant like, okay, let's get this. Mr. Wintz, today we'll be talking about, what did we talk about so far? The psychological effects of conspiracy theories?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so we're done with that. Our next topic would be conspiracy theories.
Sick.
Conspiracy theories that will affect the world population or political spectrum. But before we can get to that, we need to talk about how conspiracy theories form into movements. Now, Danny,
Yes, sir.
Give me one example of a conspiracy theory moving into a movement.
Every time I think about conspiracy theories, I always think about Pizzagate. Pizzagate was probably the biggest conspiracy theory that ruled my world at that time. Because I actually believed it in a bit, in a sense. Because I didn't really know politics that much. I just thought, you know, whatever I saw on the internet, I thought it was real, you know? So.
Is that right?
Yup. Yes, sir.
Isn't it Pizzagate with Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, when Hillary Clinton, like they said, pizza, pizza, and what was it?
She was like ordering a cheese pizza, which stands for code for like child sex ring.
Yeah, ring. Yeah, which is honestly facts, because every, you know, no, I'm not saying the joke, never, nothing, nothing.
Mr. DeWitt, I do not condone his actions.
No, I didn't mean nothing. Don't stand
by me. All right, so we got the Pizzagate. We also got the most famous conspiracy theory turned into a movement would be QAnon.
Oh, yeah, QAnon. I've heard about them.
Oh, yeah, QAnon.
Angelo, what's your thoughts on QAnon? You're not talking over there, buddy. We need you to talk.
I'm just listening and waiting for when it's my turn to speak.
You can speak whenever. I mean, we're all in this together. Well, that kind of rhyme, bro. Damn. All right, anyway, let's get this together. So it could better. Alright, hurry up.
Wait, I was supposed to talk?
No! I'm waiting for you guys to talk! I'm done.
You had Angelo to talk!
Oh. Alright, Angelo, yeah. So, have you heard about QAnon? Like, honestly, not like for the Paris Station, but have you heard about QAnon?
No, I have not heard about it.
What?
We haven't?
You seriously haven't heard of QAnon?
No, would you like to...
Guys, wait, we do not discriminate here in this podcast.
You're right, you know you're right,
Angelo?
Dan.
You know what, Angelo? It's
would
right.
you like to explain it to me, Daniel?
All right. Actually, I have my computer right here. I can literally search it up. I mean, this is from my dome. QAnon.
QAnon is basically the ultra-right conspiracy theory made by
quotations. We're not only picking on the right, even though it is from the right. I mean, there is a lot of left leaning conspiracy theories are very, very, very conspiracy like the right. True. Yeah. So we're not only just doing the right. We're gonna do everything, alright? So don't, you know, chill your pants, people.
So exactly. So QAnon is basically just an ultra-right conspiracy theory. And as Danny has said, we are also doing a far-left conspiracy theory movement that has turned into a movement. So,
which is what?
So moving on to QAnon. QAnon, from what I've heard personally, they're like made up of a bunch of quote-unquote Trumpies.
Yeah,
they're like basically all just... It doesn't matter on race, because we've seen both African-American, Caucasian, yeah. Hispanic, Asians, and even Puerto Ricans.
Bro, honestly, I'm going to keep my opinion, bro. I feel like Cubans are probably the most racist people.
Cubans?
Yeah. They be hating, like, Mexicans a lot. Like, we have done nothing, and they hate us. I don't know why, but anyway, move on. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You experienced a Cuban doing that to you, Danny? Have you seen this happen?
No, but... Yeah, they be... It's always, like, Latinos for Trump are always, like, Cubans, and they're, like, anti, you know, immigration, even though, you know, they're immigrants. Let's continue.
I don't know how to feel about that. All immigrants are immigrants.
You know what? Can we just continue?
You're right, Danny. We shouldn't dwell on such personal
stupid
matters.
Yeah.
So anyways, QAnon is, originated from online, actually, from like a Reddit post or something.
Yeah.
Everything bad happens from Reddit.
Yeah, I swear. I mean, it's like, what happened in the 70s? That's like Reddit now. Like, I don't know.
know.
Reddit is like here when the internet Reddit was- is like a cancer. Like it spreads to people's minds like a disease.
You could say that about social media as a whole. So
yeah, social media honestly, so it has a psychological effect on social media, everything on it.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's how most conspiracy theories come true is from social media.
So our biggest problem right now is probably social media. What do you think about that, Angelo? What's your thoughts on social media at this standpoint?
I think it can be not such a good place for... I mean, I think it can be negative in a lot of ways from spreading false, like, conspiracies. And, I don't know, I just feel like it can be a negative place for, like, anybody shaming others, like, bullying, cyberbullying. Stuff like that.
Facts.
Thank you, Angelo.
What is your opinion on social media, Ashton and Tanner?
I haven't given my opinion yet, Danny. All right, so
What's your opinion?
Just wait your turn. All
right.
Thank you.
Let's hear your opinion, Ashton.
So, to answer your question, Angelo, my stance on social media, it's both essential and a... heroin needle. It's like a heroin needle. You love it, but it's there. But social media as a whole, it's pretty cool, actually. You get to contact your grandma, who you don't, you know, send letters to anymore. But it's also a cesspool of haters, you know? Haters gonna hate. That's where a lot of conspiracy theories form. One good example would be aliens and the Egyptians. Where did the pyramids come from?
Don't you think that they had a very advanced, you know, technology back then? That guy kind of got lost, and we, you know, they probably forgot, you know.
And plus, there's scientific evidence that humans, Homo sapiens, were way stronger back then, because all we did was like walk, work out, eat meat, lots of meat. You know, we were basically just shredded all the time.
Yeah.
And that's how the Egyptians did the pyramids, from what scientific people say.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Me? Ash. I personally believe.
Okay.
Aliens. I like me, as a whole, it is Ashtonarius Clendon. I believe aliens helped us build the pyramids.
You know what, Ashtonarius Clendon? I actually agree with you. I actually believe aliens are real, too. I feel like, have you heard about the 373 plane crash, something like that, where like a plane crashed in the middle of the, what's that ocean? The tri-something?
The Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, Bermuda Triangle, where like they've gotten like recordings of like that plane crash, and it was like, and a background, and crazy stuff.
Like it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, a guy got like a message from like a plane or like some like weird like alpha omega, you know, which like means like help, they're not, you know, real, they're like, I mean, something like that, which is pretty crazy. You would have to get into it. I don't have time to explain this right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
So did we all, Danny? Did we cover conspiracy theories and what it is exactly?
Actually, I don't recall. I don't recall. I don't think we did.
So right now, Danny, can you read off the script we have? We don't have a script, Mr. Wins. I mean, can you read the what is a conspiracy theory ?
By definition, the meaning of conspiracy theory states a belief that some converted by influence organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. ? So the question is now, what causes the effects and events for conspiracy theories? So what does it, Ashtonarius Clendon and Angelo Estrada?
I think Angelo has the floor with this one.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Angelo.
Yeah, let's hear what you gotta say, Angelo. Yo, let's go.
Technical difficulties, Mr. Wentz. We're doing this online right now, so.
I'm here.
Oh, look at, let's go! question was, by definition, right? The meaning for conspiracy theory states a belief that some convert by influence, organization is responsible for circumstance is or event. So the question now is, what caused the events for a conspiracy theory? So, yeah.
Events, like what event?
I don't know what I said.
Like what events? What do you mean?
So,
like what caused the events of a conspiracy theory?
Yeah. What do you think caused the effects?
For somebody to create one, just like out of nowhere, just thinking about one I don't know.
Wait,
bro.
Yeah, isn't that crazy how we have like such a big platform like Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter?
Or like a group or something creating one.
Just
like 9/11.
Yeah, just for them to be like, you know what, today I feel like, you know, sending misinformation on Twitter or, you know, TikTok. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely most true.
Yeah. And they can F up people's lives, people's, you know, well-being, you know, even, like, the government's well-being, you know, people being anti-government now and not believing in our government that we're all unsafe and, you know, this constant fear of not being safe in your own environment can be very, very dangerous to society.
Exactly. So, basically, QAnon is... They fit the description of... They fit the description of a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. And what does QAnon have against someone?
Wait, what?
What does QAnon have against someone? Like, who are they against?
Well, quote-unquote liberals, let's say that right now. I'm not saying that as a hateful word, but, you know. It is, you know, that's what their main hate is, liberals and, you know, liberal media like CNN and all that type. And, well, it actually started from, you know, this conspiracy theories, but it really built off from this alt-right, you know, the Western civilization is crumbling down, you know, God, no one's believing in God. And whose fault is that? You know, liberals. That's like their whole standpoint.
And the Chinese.
Oh, yeah, you can't forget the Chinese, man.
Yeah, and they're somehow involved with everything.
Yup. Communism. Can't forget that.
Communism. Russia. North Korea.
Yeah. They actually like Russia. They like Putin doesn't like women and gay people. That's why, I think.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the Russians' new ad for the army?
No, I haven't. I don't recall. And I don't think I watched.
Oh, I see.
Should we watch it? Or nah. You don't think it'd be interesting?
Nah, it's not related to the thing, but basically, Russia has a very big emphasis on men, muscular men. Well, the army.
Yeah, they do have a lot of muscular men over there in Russia, though.
They do. And that makes me think, is the Ukraine people safe? But that's another issue for another podcast.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
So when push comes to shove, a conspiracy theory, what effect does it have on the American people? Like, hey, some crazy stuff that these people believe in. Am I right or am I right?
I guess you're right.
Yep, Angelo, you gotta talk, man. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Thank you. Do monkeys laugh? Bro, are you kidding me? Do monkeys laugh? Is that a question?
Where'd you find that?
I'm reading the questions right now. If do monkeys laugh?
What, do they?
Yeah.
I don't think
that's
they do.
That's a rhetorical question.
It is recorded.
What does QAnon stand for?
Ooh. I think QAnon stands...
Oh, yeah, we already explained that. Anyway.
Yeah, I think we already did.
What's the impact of it, though?
Ooh. I think... What do they have an impact on? I mean, they're always there, but, like, if I was up against their face and getting yelled at them, like, what would the impact be to be?
To be... Well, my impact be like if they start like yelling at me right now, like you know.
Oh, the votes, yeah, political. If Trump were to run again, you know, QAnon is gonna be standing behind him.
Wait, what'd you say?
The Trump in the presidential election for the next 2024, I guess.
Yeah, what about them?
QAnon, you know they're gonna vote for Trump, and they're gonna try and sway the people's votes to go to the Republicans.
Yeah, that is true, but is that really a big deal? Do you think Trump is, you know, a very horrible, you know, how do I say this in the nice way? Do you think